holidays from New Orleans. This is a special concert edition of Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Nearly all the musicians who've been on the show recently have performed during our interviews. Some demonstrated important musical lessons. Others played because we asked them to. So Music Inside Out is promoting the Concert of a Lifetime, featuring Walter Wolfman Washington, Charles Neville, Anne Savoie, Luke Spur Allen, Helen Gillet, Chris Thiele, Margie Perez, and Big Frida, together for the first time ever. After the break. Is a special concert edition of Music Inside Out, and we're sending season's greetings to everybody. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Guests of the show give one-of-a-kind live performances during our interviews. And what better time is there to share our good fortune? So turn up the volume. We'll also hear from many of the people who make Music Inside Out possible each week. Right now, Chris Thiele is on mandolin. Thiele was the guest on our first ever show, produced before a live studio audience. He's a founding member of the groups Nickel Creek and the Punch Brothers. He's a Grammy Award winner, he's a MacArthur genius, and he hosts his own live public radio show. Here's Chris Thiele with My Oh My.
Sun, wrapped in invisible wire, like something beautiful's gonna come. Out from underneath our thumbs, to let freedom vibrate and not breathe. Hear ourselves sing, my oh my, what a wonderful day we're having. Why oh why are we looking for a way outside here?
Thiele with My Oh My. We're sharing some of the best live performances on Music Inside Out, and that includes our next guest. Drummer Herlin Riley comes from a family crowded with musicians. His uncles played with, arranged for, or produced artists from Fats Domino and Joe Turner to Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and Dr. John. As a boy, Riley's grandfather even played drums with Louis Armstrong when they were both incarcerated at a colored waif's home in New Orleans. Riley spent many years with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and with piano great Ahmad Jamal. He says a drum solo, like any music solo, must tell a story. So guess what story he's telling?
So here we go. Go ahead, give me a rhythm. Just give me something. Just give me anything. Tell me something.
That's Herlin Riley telling a story on the drums. Walter Wolfman Washington started his career as a gospel singer, then toured with Lee Dorsey, Johnny Adams, and Irma Thomas before launching his own band, The Roadmasters. Here he is solo, performing one of his best-known songs, Steal Away. Thank you.
got to see you somehow. Not tomorrow, but right now I know it's late and I can't wait. Let's steal away. Steal away. Better stop thinking, trying to make up your mind. Don't folks are sleeping. Let's not waste no time. I know it's late and I can't wait. Let's steal away. Let's steal away. I know it's wrong asking this of you. There's no other way that I can be with you. Only your folks, if they would only approve things like this, we wouldn't have to do. No, I won't tell nobody else. I'm gonna keep to myself. I know it's late and I can't wait. Let's steal away. Let's steal away. I know it's late and I can't wait. I need your loving so bad. I know it's late and I can't wait. Let's steal away.
That was Walter Wolfman Washington performing Steal Away live on Music Inside Out. This is Garrett Pittman. I've been working for Music Inside Out for a couple years now, mainly developing web content, but also distributing the show, getting it out to the stations that subscribe, and doing a little programming, and I guess now helping produce a little bit. My favorite recent live performance on Music Inside Out was from Tommy Lunsford. She's a fantastic country singer and songwriter. And all my life, I've been listening to folk music and early country and gospel and bluegrass and old-time music, music of Appalachia and the Piedmont. And for all this time I've spent with this music, Tommy Lunsford was a completely new one for me. I just never heard of her before. And I got to know her music and grateful for doing so through my work here at Music Inside Out. There were plenty of great songs to choose from for this interview, but the most moving for me was one called The Wind Blew Cold. It was written by Tommy's father, Jim Lunsford, who passed away at a very young age. I grew up in North Carolina, like Tommy, and I still have a lot of fond memories tied to the Appalachian Mountains. And this song really evokes a lot of these familiar scenes and kind of takes me back to the region. It reminds me of the times I've actually stood in front of the Flatiron Building on the corner there in Asheville, North Carolina, in the cold wind that blows through the city. It's really one of those hard luck, hard drinking songs with a little bit of wry humor that you find in a lot of Appalachian music. But what's really different about this, what really drives it home, is Tommy's vocal delivery. It sets it apart, and it really doesn't sound like anyone else. So thank you, Tommy Lunsford. This is The Wind Blew Cold, and thanks to all the listeners. Happy holidays, and thank you for spending it with us at Music Inside Out.
Well, I was standing on the corner at the Flatiron Building in Asheville, North Carolina, waiting for the one who was putting me down, leaving me way behind. The wind was cold. Wind blew cold. Well, I walk around the corner for to have a cup of coffee and a meeting a buddy instead. We go across the river for a shot of white lightning and move me out of my head. And the wind was cold. The wind blew cold. I can't forget those lonesome days. Nothing seemed to go my way. I've been put down by the one I love, and the wind was cold, Lord, Lord, and Started walking down the summer across the hot springs and mountain in Knoxville, Tennessee. I hear a freight train whistle and I go when I'm blowing. Nobody talking to me and the wind was cold. The wind blew cold. Well, a couple of fellas in a long truck are moving to me to the Tennessee line. We got to trucking and I drinking over troubles on a bottle of a homemade wine. And the wind was cold. The wind blew cold. I can't forget those lonesome days. Nothing seemed to go my way. I've been put down by the one I love. And the wind was cold, Lord, Lord, and the wind blew cold. I can't forget those lonesome days. Nothing seemed been put down by the one I love, and the wind was cold, Lord, Lord, and the wind blew cold, and the wind was cold, Lord, Lord, and the wind blew cold. Woo.
That was country music singer-songwriter Tommy Lunsford with The Wind Blew Cold. We're celebrating the musicians whose live performances make Music Inside Out sing. Coming up, the great saxophonist Charles Neville. Stay with us. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're celebrating some of the many live performances we've had on the show recently. When the Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Charles Neville was with us, he played an original composition called In Her Image. It's a more holistic view of the creation story. Was Charles Neville of the Neville Brothers and the New England Nevilles. We're sharing some of our favorite live performances on Music Inside Out. Paul McDonald is a producer and an audio engineer on the show.
Of the many wonderful live performances our guests have given on the air, my favorite over the last year has been Helen Gillet performing her original tune, Petite Fille. Helen uses a loop pedal, along with her cello, to stack, layer, and recall portions of the compositions that she creates live. So you may wonder just how many musicians are playing at once, but I assure you it is just one woman and one cello. Please enjoy Petite Fille by Helen Gillet.
Petite Fille, Petite Fille. C'est vrai, l'amour, c'est vrai, tu t'envoies de ta tante sous pour la forêt. Pour toi, petite fille, petite fille, petite fille, tu t'envoies de ta tante.
That was Helen Gillet. She's playing cello, and her vocals were on a loop pedal there, with Petite Fille. I'm Margaret Howes. I'm not Gwen Tompkins, but I did produce a couple of the Music Inside Out programs with Gwen this past year. One of my favorites was the Anne Savoie show. She's the singer and musicologist from Southwest Louisiana, sings with various Savoie family bands, mostly Cajun music. Also with Magnolia Sisters, and she's very well known for her duets with Linda Ronstadt. But in the interview, she talked about growing up in Richmond, Virginia, and being very influenced by the folk music of the 1960s there. And a little later in the show, she talked about how singing for her was very therapeutic, not just singing in performance, but singing in her kitchen, in her house, alone, late at night. And then Gwen asked her to sing a song to close out the show, and she chose the Sandy Denny tune, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. I knew the song. I hadn't heard it in a long time. I hadn't thought about it. I probably would have never thought about it again. It was a song from the folk era in the 1960s, Fairport Convention and Sandy Denny. And it's a song that's very timeless. Of course, it's about time. And it's melancholy, but it's also really very hopeful. So here's Anne Savoie with the Sandy Denny tune, Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, but then you know, it's time for them to go. Beside the evening fire, I will still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Or who knows where the time goes? Who knows where time goes. The sad deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know, it's time for them to go. But I will still be here. I have no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. Or who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? And I am not alone when my love is near me, and I know will be so until it's time to go. So come the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I have no fear of time. Or who knows where the time goes, who knows where the time goes.
That's singer, producer, and musicologist Anne Savoie, performing at the studios of KRVS in Lafayette. Not long ago, Margie Perez sang Back to Your Blues by special request.
What goes around comes around. Yeah, I'm telling you. What goes around comes around. I know this to be true, 'cause it came around to me, baby. Soon it's gonna come down on you. I can't help but think back on the love that I once had. I can't help but think back on the love that I once had. He was so good to me, but I was so, so bad. But when he had enough, he packed my bags and he set me free. Oh, and when he had enough, he packed my bags and he set me free. And when the screen door hit me, here's what my baby said to me. What goes around comes around. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, what goes around, it comes around. I know this to be true, 'cause it came around in me, baby.
Blues.
Written and performed by Margie Perez. We're hearing live performances on Music Inside Out, introduced by people who work on the show.
Hi, I'm Rick Nelson of Marinee Studios. One of my favorite performances was when Big Frida sang along to her song Crazy when we were all in the studio together. The interview showed me a new side of Frida. I loved hearing her talk about how she flew in from a European tour and went straight to feeding the homeless. I left having a newfound respect for both Frida's music as well as her humanity. Happy holidays from Marinee Studios.
Love me, you hate me, you build me, so break me, why you hate me?
Then you love me, you text my phone, so you're thinking of me, but I ain't got time for that. It's a grown folks situation, and I'm running out of patience, I'm like, damn,
'cause you got my head spinning.
Girl down.
That's Big Frida singing along to his 2015 release, Crazy. We're making spirits bright with a year's worth of fabulous live performances on Music Inside Out. Coming up, Helen Gillet returns with a tribute to Leonard Cohen. It's a grown-up situation. Stay tuned. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out. We're celebrating the musicians who have given live performances on the show, as well as the cast of characters who've worked to keep us on the air, on the web, and in social media. If you like what we do, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org and consider making a donation to the program. We'd be grateful. Here's one of our newest producers.
Hi, my name is Lars Howell. I'm a freelance producer, originally from New York City. I moved to New Orleans this past July, in fact. And I got to know Gwen Tompkins, well, years ago when she and I both were working at National Public Radio. My wife worked at National Public Radio for many, many years as the New York Bureau engineer. So it's all sort of in the family when Gwen called me up and asked if I would like to edit one of her Music Inside Out programs. So I worked on the Helen Gillet program, which was a wonderful program. I didn't know a thing about Helen Gillet at the beginning of this project, and I learned so much about her and her career and her life, and through her, the musical influences that shaped her music. So we were mixing the program, and by we, I mean myself and my wife, and we got to the section in which Helen was performing live the Leonard Cohen song, I'm Your Man. Now, I've got to pause here and say that I'm not a Leonard Cohen fan. I'm really sorry. That said, I found this recording that Helen Gillet did incredibly moving. First of all, as I think it's brought out in the program, there's the juxtaposition of a woman singing what is essentially a song written in a man's voice. And the tension there is very interesting. And as we hear in this recording, Helen's not only, you know, being awesome on her instrument, the cello, but she's singing in a punk rock sort of a voice. And you can imagine she's standing on the stage at the now defunct CBGB's punk rock haven in New York City and really snarling out the words. It gave me chills, but I do hope you enjoy it. I hope you get the same sort of chills I got. And I wish you a very happy holidays. And get out there and enjoy some live music.
Please, please, please.
That's Helen Gillet with I'm Your Man. And now, a word from Simon Blake, who, despite his fetching accent, is New Orleans through and through.
Hello, everyone. My name is Simon Blake. I'm a video director, a graphic designer, collage artist, and I came over here in the early 90s to do a Super Bowl commercial and met my lovely wife, Nadine, from New Orleans. She, in turn, introduced me to her wonderful friend Gwen Tompkins many, many years ago, and we got to work together on a wonderful thing, the film Caveman and Kittens, which is on the website. I really find Gwen's interviews really engaging and infectious, especially her laughter. She always makes me laugh. The song I chose is There Is Time by Luke Spur Allen. I deal with a lot of storytelling with my work, with the filmmaking and collage work. And I was really particularly moved by Luke's story, the fact that he came from a different place, and he was a barman for a long time, and he got a lot of inspiration from the stories that he was told and the people he met. And I particularly love the description of the Mississippi. I mean, it's such a powerful image, obviously, in New Orleans, being this wonderful river like many great cities in the world, flowing through constantly. And I love that, you know, he's obviously in love with his wife and his son, and he's sort of found this place after all this stuff that he's been through. And this river, basically, it's this sort of foundation underneath it. There's this flow, this solidity, this sort of base, I think, that's really great. It's a very intimate thing, but it's also a very powerful song. So here is There Is Time by Luke Spur Allen. To Gwen and everyone here at Music Inside Out and everyone out there in the radio universe, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and to any of my fellow Brits, happy Boxing Day.
I'm Megan, I can't wait for the winter holiday. There is time, there's so much time. Marry me today, I don't know how to wait for that time. There's too much time. And I know you've seen the signs, suffered clumsy paradigms. Are we out of time? Is there no such thing as time? Well, the Mississippi flows to the Gulf of Mexico. It takes its time. Takes its time. Mm-hmm. Last night we drove down a narrow highway I'd never seen before. And our baby boy, well, he laughed and pointed out the darkened window. And something strange and bright, it flashed across a clear November sky. Yes, it's true, you saw it too, didn't you? Well, the Mississippi flows to the Gulf of Mexico. It takes its time, it takes its time. Well, the Mississippi flows to the Gulf of Mexico. takes its time, it takes its time.
That's Lukespur Allen with There Is Time. And now we have one last selection from mandolin player Chris Thiele. At the end of our live show with Thiele, a guest in the audience requested what turned out to be the perfect benediction. Ladies and gentlemen, I made this for you.
To my sweet little boy and dear wife, for the dream that I call my life. To my mother and dad and my brothers who stand on the edge of a dark, dark night. To those of us trying to hear through the din of the boorish year. To those of us singing la la la, fingers stuck in what's left of our ears. Whether you're laughing or crying, if you're doing your best to be kind, this land is as much yours as mine. As God is my witness, I made this for you. I made this for you. To finish dissecting our fate. Here's hoping the next 4 years don't last as long as Chicago's last 108. God bless us. God help us. As we put the front pages to bed with the war raging on in our heads, I could write a swath of humanity off based on something that I just read. But I don't want to fight fire with fire, and I don't want to preach to the choir.
Thiele. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Rick G. Nelson, Margaret Howes, Paul McDonald, Lars Howell, and Garrett Pittman. Music Inside Out is produced in partnership with WWNO. For more information about our musical guests and the producers, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Major support for Music Inside Out comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection. Music Inside Out also receives support from the Ruth U. Fertel Foundation, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Rosa Mary Foundation, Baba Jim Istanbul Studios and Mastering, Adam Newman Studio, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible thanks to our partnership with the National Performance Network. For more information on how you can support our program, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.
Hi, I'm Adam Newman, and this week, the last word goes to me. I'm a graphic designer here in New Orleans, and I'm proud to say that I designed the logo for Music Inside Out, even though I know it's probably a little hard to see over the radio. I'd like to introduce you to the Kentucky Sisters. Despite the name, they also live right here in New Orleans, and they're my absolute favorite. This is their rendition of O Holy Night, recorded just for Music Inside Out. Happy holidays, everybody.
Song.